This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Kiss 98.5, we are so excited to have up-and-coming artist Haven Madison in Buffalo. Welcome to Buffalo, Haven.
Well, hello, thanks for having me.
So I know it must feel weird when we say up-and-coming artist, but you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah, for sure. I've been writing songs as soon as I could use a pen. I like to joke that I came out of the womb singing. it's so much fun and I'm grateful, but it's not new, that's for sure.
So you are doing this tour around the country. Everybody loves your music, but you've got more to come, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge person of goals, and honestly, first and foremost, more than anything, I'm a songwriter, and I've been writing some of my best work ever, and I'm really, really excited about some songs I'm going to be releasing this fall. I'm going on a tour this fall, and yeah, I'm ambitious, and I'm hungry, and I'm ready.
How do you celebrate a goal when you reach a goal? Do you have something you do or treat yourself to?
I love retail therapy, so something will happen and I'm like, ooh, new pair of shoes, which I should probably not do, but that, and I also have amazing friends that are always supporting me and surprising me, and we just go have a good time.
You know, I think it puts in perspective when you're trying to follow your dreams and your dream of music, and you get paid the first time $40 on stage for getting up there. How was that?
Oh my gosh, you really did do your research. Yeah, the first time I really got up on stage, I got somebody to pay me $40 to do it. And I jumped up there and my dad was performing and I stood there like a stick bug. I was scared to death. But I just got this rush of adrenaline and it was so cool. It was like, it was the most seen I'd ever felt and understood I'd ever felt. And I was like, I love this and I want to do this.
Are you more comfortable on stage or off stage?
Absolutely on stage. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know. I feel like the language I speak is I've learned how to control and understand and adapt to a crowd. It's like playing chess, and it's this innate nature in me, and I feel like I really become myself when I'm on stage.
So you've talked about relationships and how, you know, you haven't had great luck and, you know, so here's what I'm thinking. The next date you go on, you guys go to a karaoke night.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Scare them off real quick. I would love to just, I was actually talking about this today on a podcast. Like, I would love to just go on a date. Like, I don't know why that's not normal anymore. Like, picking a girl up and coming to the door and making reservations. Like, why is that not a thing?
Well, what's your experience now? Like, what is the dating life for you? Is it hard to date you because you are who you are?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I can't be with an insecure man because this is my life. This is what I've chosen, and I'm passionate and obsessed with it, and I love it. But I know that there's somebody out there for me, and that's what I wrote Castle about, and I'm not really worried about it. I have big dreams, big plans, and I don't really need a man right now.
Let me talk about the song Castle. You wrote it.
Yeah.
Your song.
Yeah.
How was it born? When did it first come to you? And those notes and those chords, there's something very special about that song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super blessed to have worked with amazing people on the song. I work with Dave Pittenger and Anna Graves, and they are just some phenomenal writers and people. So can't take all the credit. They're incredible. But yeah, it's kind of just a song written about hope in the middle of the hurt and in the middle of the heartbreak, talking about some things I've been through with love and how I've really built up some walls, but understanding and believing and knowing that there's going to be somebody someday that's worth tearing those walls down. And maybe it won't be forever, but it'll be good for once. And I'm really excited for when that day comes.
Do you want to write with other people, or does it feel like it kind of is intrusive and you're better to do it on your own?
I love writing with other people. I feel like I'm a very much like seek to understand, and I love working hard, and I want to just keep getting better and better. And the only way to do that is to continually put myself in rooms where everybody's better than me. And I've done that for 2 years now, and just my writing has leveled up so much. And it's really cool. Like, yeah, it's vulnerable, but it's like therapy. I just kind of talk about what I'm going through, what I'm feeling. And I mean, the community of songwriters I work with, they're so great about like diving into my mind and helping me piece it together. And I just love collaborating. So it's my favorite.
Pilates. You do it.
Yes.
So are you like me? I just want to find something that we have in common.
Yeah.
When you're doing the Pilates 100, are you dying at about 20?
Yeah. No, 100%. I do the reformer Pilates on the machine. And something I didn't realize about Pilates, which I hate when people are like, oh, it's not hard. Go to a Pilates class and then we'll talk. But you're on the machine and it's like you're working your right quad for 20 minutes, like goodbye. And then they're telling you to pulse, and I'm like, I'm going to see the light of God.
And then, well, now in Buffalo, we just have a Pilates studio that opened that has like infrared lights too.
Oh.
So it's like infrared kind of amping it up a little
bit. Is it hot in there too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a nice, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love hot yoga. But like, I don't know if I love it in the moment. It's more of like a after the fact. I'm like, yeah, I did that. But in the moment, I'm like, my hair is like soaking wet. Mm-hmm. My eyebrows are barely holding the sweat from my eyeballs. Like, it just like, it's humbling. It's very humbling.
Do you take over the playlist when it's workout time? Are you kind of the one in charge? They look at you and go, yeah, you handle it.
No, I will say it's like this weird niche goal of mine to be in a Pilates class and for my song to come on. Mm-hmm. I think that would be so cool to just say, I mean, like, I'm dying. I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just going to be like, hey, that's my song. Like, yeah. I think that would be epic.
So when you look back so far at this year, what are some of the cool things you're like, I can't believe I got to do that?
There's been a lot of moments like that this year. I've had this innate feeling about 2025 for a couple of years now, and it is not disappointed. I did a show with Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, and Alicia Cara and Cassie Ashton.
Wow.
Crazy lineup, but specifically for me, to be on stage next to Alicia Cara was unbelievable, because I have been a fan of hers for years. She was one of my first concerts. Like, that was unbelievable. It's for her to know who I am, for us to be friends now.
Her first stadium gig was about a mile over here, our show.
You're kidding.
Her first big stadium gig.
Dude, she's amazing. And she did not disappoint, how kind and amazing she was. Like, you can tell when the right people were made famous, and she's one of them for sure. So that was incredible. Obviously, my song being in top 40 pop is unbelievable. And I remember the moment I found out it was the second most added song, and I was a mess. It was a puddle of tears. I was just so overwhelmed and excited, and it's been a really good year.
What has your dad taught you? Because he's been in music. He does Christian music.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a little bit of a different genre than what you're in, but he must have good advice for the music industry, because it could be tough.
Yeah, yeah. He's given me amazing advice. He could be tough on me, and I'm grateful for it. He's kind of like a sports dad, but make it music. So when I was young, I was like, yeah, like, Dad, I want to do music. And he was like, scale 1 to 10, how bad do you want it? And I was like, 8, thinking that was a good answer. And he was like, you ain't going to get it until it's an 11. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, that's kind of rude there, Dad. But I mean, the older I got, the more I was like, it's so true. I come across people who are like, yeah, I love music, I'd love to do it. And I'm like, are you obsessed with it and ready to make it your entire life? Because that's the only way. He told me, if I have a plan B, then plan A isn't going to work. He told me, if I want to live like a rock star, I got to work like one. He's taught me so much, and he's been an amazing voice. And I'm grateful to know that he will call me out when I need it.
So what do you understand about the sister-brother relationship in music? Because I'm thinking of Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see how closely and well they work together.
It's almost unnatural.
Yeah, it's amazing. So so what is it about that helps you to understand each other even more?
It's so funny. My brother's my drummer, and he's super involved in everything I do. And we really have never argued about anything music. The way he comes in and gives 100%, I never have to worry about him. And he's watching everybody, he's calling everybody else out if they're not giving what they need to give, and he's great. I mean, I remember the last tour I was on last fall, like, we were just dialed in. He was everything I needed him to be. It was incredible. And the only fight we got in on that entire tour was because I wore his jean jacket, and we just like went off on each other about it. And I was like, really? Like, come on, we're in our 20s, like, this is what we're arguing about?
Yeah. That would be
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Brother-sister relationship to nail it.
That's how it is. You know, it's funny, though. It's cool, too, because, you know, doing what I do, there's a lot of interesting people at times, and they'll, you know, people will come up and say something, and I can just, like, feel him staring at me from afar. And I'm like, all right, big brother. Like,
he's
I see
a defender?
You. Oh, yeah. He's a quiet defender, though. Like, he won't be up in your face about it, but if somebody crossed the line, I have no doubt that my brother would jump over the drums and be there.
This listener lounge that you're doing for Kiss 98.5 at Hartman's means a lot to so many. Mm-hmm. But beyond just the people that are coming here today, there are a lot of people that got to know you on American Idol or saw you during COVID when you were putting up all the posts of songs and everything.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to everybody that has been a fan for a long time?
I mean, I have so much I want to say. It sounds really cliche to say thank you because you're the reason I get to do it, but I mean it. Not only thank you for listening, but thank you for growing with me because I know my artistry has changed and I have changed, and the people who have stuck around and just loved the journey and been a part of it, like, it means so much because, you know, I came into this young. I went on Idol when I was 16. I'm 19 now. Like, that's some formative years. Mm-hmm. And the people who have just really stuck in it with me, like, I'm so grateful to them. And I see the comments. I see the reposts. I see the shares. I have a Discord with some of my fans. I have group messages. Like, I love talking to them. And I just am so full of gratitude for them and just grateful that they care about the words I'm writing.
We love you. Haven Madison, Kiss 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.